This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. It is Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition. He's right. It is a brilliant day for a talk back.
Yes.
And the number to call, 03-771-09000. The number to text, 01620019000. You can tweet us, as always, at BFM Radio. Now, yesterday was Malaysia Day.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the newspapers, you'd never know it.
Well, to a degree, right?
No, we had the story, breaking news about a murder of a deputy public prosecutor. We had red shirts, people in red shirts parading the streets and basically shouting racist comments.
Yeah, trying to get into Petaling Street.
And of course, that's not to say there weren't other events going on. There were plenty of other Malaysia Day themed events going on, but all of that was drowned out by this overwhelming noise.
Yep, that's right. I suppose to a degree, it's sensationalist stories, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
There's no doubt that news agencies thrive on them. It's all about readership. It's about big numbers. And these are the sort of stories that They're practically clickbait stories.
And, you know, we do our show. We do our top five at five, between 5 and 6 p.m. And we're always looking for interesting stories to present during that hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you're hard-pressed on a day after Malaysia Day when so much awfulness has happened on September the 16th. There's nothing really positive or encouraging to talk about. So
yeah, but then again, having said that, you know, is there much to talk about that's positive? If we talk about what's important conversations for Malaysians to have, I mean, is it going to be all doom and gloom, or I mean, is it truly going to be all positive?
Yes, I mean, and that is essentially what we're asking you today. We're trying to gauge your response following September 16th, and we want to know what are the important conversations we should be having to push the country forward. I mean, how do we move beyond the noise and rhetoric that took place yesterday on the streets of KL? Because that
is, should we be moving beyond it?
Correct, because.
Yeah.
As a lot of people have said, oh, this is not Malaysia. This is in no way representative of what we are as people. And for me, the response to that is prove it.
Mm.
Like, what should we be talking about? How do we move this country forward?
Yeah.
And go beyond that kind of racial hatred?
Yeah, but clearly, I mean, if you look at the numbers that the turnout yesterday, it is the case for some Malaysians. They feel that that is the way forward and that those are the important conversations that we should be having, in their opinion.
So what should be the conversation? Is it the state of the economy?
Is it the like button?
Is it the like button on Facebook? Is it human rights?
Is it the haze, the cost of living?
Yes, please. Let's talk about the haze. It's awful. And do we need to engage really, really seriously on a conversation about race? Every time something happens, it's always brushed under the carpet. It's, you know, even people who call into our talk back say the same thing. They go, like, oh, no, it's sensitive. Let's not talk about it. Let's just forget about race and move on. But the reality of it is we cannot forget about race. It's our face all the time.
And can we move on without talking about it?
So we're opening the lines today and letting you dictate the conversation today. We want you to tell us what you think Malaysians should be talking about. You can call us. What are the important things that will move this country forward? You can call us 03-771-09000. You can text us on 016-201-9000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Same genes, the view on BFM 89.9. Good evening.
Good evening.
On with Caroline and Uma. It is Talk Back Thursday. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. We're asking you today what Malaysians should be talking about. It's the day after Malaysia Day, when our country came together as one, and what are the big conversations that need to happen to move this country forward? We've got Monty on the line. Hey, Monty.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. What do you say? What should we be talking about, man?
We should seriously explore something old like Bangsa Malaysia. We have only one race that's called Malaysian. And the rest are all ethnicity, whether it's Malay, Chinese, Indian, and Kanazan.
So I like that idea, but don't you think that has to start with a serious conversation about race first? Because we just brush it under the carpet every time it comes up, right?
No, we shouldn't brush it. We should deal with it. I was told it's me and not supposed to talk about it. It's sensitive. But yeah, we should deal with it. We cannot run away from it. And until we deal with it, we can never... We cannot seriously talk about ethnicity and Bangsa Malaysia.
So can I ask you, what were you doing on Malaysia Day? How were you celebrating?
I'm just, relaxing, watch a movie, Inside Out.
Very nice.
And then watch another movie. And just at 5 o'clock to start and see what happened at in town, KL.
All right, yeah, all right. So you celebrate the Malaysia Day by giving some money to Disney. La. Great. I like it. I like it. Well done. Thanks, Monty. Thank you so much for your call, man. Bangsa Malaysia. It's not a new concept. Dr. Mahathir had kind of pitched this idea during his Vision 2020 phase. And Bangsa Malaysia, you know, we're all kind of one big amalgamation of Malaysian race, right?
Excuse me, BFM listener texted in, agrees with Monty, saying, I believe we should start talking about race and what the fundamental issues are, how to find common reason to move the country forward while acknowledging and accepting our differences.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation yesterday at the rally was absolutely nasty. There's no two ways about it, right? I don't think there was anything there that was actually remotely acceptable in a multiracial, multireligious society. Any more texts, Caroline?
Yeah, this one that says, all Malaysians should ask dirty politicians to shut up.
That's a very important conversation to have. I agree. 0377 10 is the number to call. 77109000, sorry, is the number to call. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you today, what are the important conversations that we should be having as a nation to push this country forward? We're letting you dictate the conversation because we want to know what Malaysians should be talking about. Monty just called and he was saying about Bangsa Malaysia is a very important question.
Yeah.
We've got...
We have a call on the
line.
We'll take
very, very shortly. So Caroline, with Bangsa Malaysia though, I mean, it requires a very hard conversation about race. A lot of the time when we talk about these things, it's not necessarily... It's very superficial conversation about race, right? Do you think we have what it takes to have that hard conversation? Are we too shrouded in sensitivities?
Well, I believe, yes, some of us are shrouded in sensitivities, but I don't think that it has to be a hard conversation. I believe that there are ways around it that doesn't require, a harsh way of looking at it. But I believe that it needs to be had.
We've got Helmi on the line. Helmi. Oh no, we've lost Helmi. Helmi, do call us back. We'll push you to the top of the queue. We're asking you today what important conversations Malaysians should have to move the country forward. The number to call, 0377 10 9000. You can text us on 0162019000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio.
Yep. This message saying Malays want Malaysia to be like China or India or Japan or Korea or England. Chinese want Malaysia to be modelled after Singapore, Australia, or even the US. Which one is it?
I don't know if that's true. I think when we... I think we fall back to these very easy examples because it's what we know, right? Mm. However, when you look back at the idea that our founding fathers had, that Tunku Abdul Rahman, when the deal he made, Malaysia was actually a very unique idea where you're building this country based on this common understanding among major races that they're going to live together, that there is going to be an official religion and an official language, but a secular state. It's a really fascinating construct.
That's right. And I think Malaysians are hungry for, a construct of our own, really.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we need to copy anyone else. I think we've got a pretty unique problem happening right here. We've got Martin on the line. Hey, Martin, what do you say?
Hi.
As
in, what do we have to look forward to or what we should be speaking about?
Yeah, what's the important conversations that we need to be having?
I think we need to rise and look above all the racial differences because I think at the moment we have one common problem, which is, like you said earlier, the cost of living or on a bigger scale, a grand scale of things would be the economical growth of the country.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, firstly, I think we should start discussing on ways and methods to promote job opportunities and factors which can be further developed into actually promoting more opportunities for youth or probably people generally to come in and start the cash flow within the country, given that the financial crisis or probably the currency crisis we are facing right now. So I think we need to start spending more within the country, and for that to happen, more job opportunities have to be created and promote the bull market in the stock exchange rather than the bear market. more people have to be more aware about what is happening. I think it's only the urbanites who are well aware about what's going on. And yeah, I think generally that is the common problem which we are facing, but people are more concerned about racial differences at the moment.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Martin. Yeah, superficial issues should be put aside and let's talk about what counts, is what Martin says.
Shiv says, to move forward, we must know where we came from. We have to talk about our federal constitution. Any Malaysian conversation about anything Malaysian should stem from this guy. This includes race, religion, everything in between. Another one here is saying, we should talk about food and sport.
I couldn't agree more about the federal constitution, actually. I think it's a document that gets ignored quite a bit. We've got Peter on the line. Hey, Peter, what do you say?
Hi, Peter. I'm very pleased, in a way, what happened yesterday. And there's no major thing at all that happens. You know, it's unfortunate.
Oh, yes, of course. There was no violence. There was no...
Yeah, correct. I mean, people are mature enough. I really love Malaysian. I'm Malaysian, all right? And I think we are matured enough. Majority of us are matured enough. Whatever happened yesterday is a test. And the test proved that most of the majority people...
Know how to ignore the idiots.
Yes, just ignore them. Because in any civilized country, even in UK, even in America,
you'll find very little
amount of people who have no sense at all. All right, they don't understand what is Malay, what is nationality. They don't understand what is the key issues. All right, unfortunately, these things happen. Okay, I mean, I just treat them as, you know, they are just less educated. They unfortunately, you know, that has to be blamed. The country has to be blamed because our policy,
education
our
system,
thing, education system has not come to that standard. You know, I mean, even in UK, you get some nut cases as well. Even in America,
especially in America,
yeah, especially and they are very advanced country, you know. And with that aspect, I find that I'm proud. I'm proud of Malaysia because majority of us are matured enough.
All right. Well,
regardless of races.
Thank you very much, Peter. You know, in all of my, I guess, annoyance at watching those videos that were making the rounds, I completely missed that point. And I think Peter raised an interesting point. We had a lot of racist rhetoric taken to the streets and given a foghorn, almost, right? A big old microphone.
Right.
And nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, for the longest time, we were told, oh, you don't say things like that in public or another May 13 might happen.
That's right.
And you know what? Everyone just kind of ignored and moved on.
That's right. Inciting unrest and the rest of it.
Yes, but ignoring is one thing, but I think the conversation still should exist. I mean, you may ignore their points and think they're silly, but we should have a conversation as to why these individuals are making these silly points in the first place.
Yep, a couple of messages. This one saying, as Malaysians, we do not need one bangsa Malaysia. What we need to discuss ways to educate people to tolerate, be more accepting to other racist differences. This one that says, Bangsa Malaysia is a good concept, but maybe we can also learn to accept that everyone's a little bit racist. It's okay to take a few insults once in a while.
Oh, it's okay to be a little bit racist sometimes.
Really?
It's a song. We should play that song.
Really?
We've got Barry on the line. Hey, Barry, how's it going? What do you say?
Hey, man, I'm all right. Listen, the reason why there are so many more nutcases in America is because of the population, right? I don't know if it's per capita. But what nutcases are y'all referring to? I mean, what exactly was...
It's the law of averages, Barry.
We have 30 million here, so, all right.
I was gonna say, look, I'm very new here. I really like this place. I hope to stay here. And I got to say, I must applaud Malaysians generally because I haven't really noticed what has been referred to in this conversation. I've found all Malaysians to be very, really, really kind, warm-hearted, you know, ready to sit down and talk and help and assist wherever, whenever needed. Generally speaking, people here are so kind. And, you know, in the States where it's maybe with 200 years of history, it's not very long, but with 200 years of history, we had a lot of problems there. But there is always a unifying factor, and this may sound silly, it may sound funny, but, you know, for example, we have African Americans, Chinese Americans,
whatever,
Mexican Americans. I coming from the States and an American, I would never refer to this person as an African American or Chinese American.
They're just American.
We're all American, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
I like hot dogs. I watch football. I'm an American, and so there has to be a unifying, something unifying all of the Malaysians, and really try to focus on that. Let everyone feel as if, you know, we can all rally around something that's really Malaysian. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, it certainly isn't football. Unfortunately.
Ice skating or ballet, I don't know.
Nasi lemak.
Well, you know, Barry, thank you so much for your call. I think that's an incredibly important point. I don't know whether I should call it the myth of being American that's been propagated. You know, it's myth-making, right? And it's done really well that, you know, no matter what, you know, you're American, man.
Like, very rah-rah.
Yeah, very rah-rah. Mm. And that's something we could use a little bit of from time to time. We've got Nirmala on the line. Hey, Nirmala, Hi. What do you say?
I think all parents promote interracial marriages.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, so we have a wholesome, bouncer Malaysia. I can't say I'm Indian. I can't say I'm Chinese. I can't say I'm Malay.
I am just one mixed up rojak, right? That's the ideal.
Yes, the chak-chong. Chak-chong. So that's what we should promote and encourage our children to have friends from all races, which is something that I do. I tell my kids, I don't want to see Indian kids in my house during Diwali. I want to see Chinese and Malay and all kinds of kids in my house.
Yeah, I usually don't invite Indians to my house in Deepavali. I figure you should be celebrating by yourself with other people. Yeah. Thank you very much for your call, Nirmala.
Oh.
Yes, interracial marriages, you know what? Then they can't even make racial slurs based on colour because we'll all be beige.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Going every vanilla.
Mixed, yeah, we'll going just vanilla. Be this weirdly strange shade of beige. Shankri on the line. Hey, Shankri, how are you? What do you say?
I think we're all racist secretly.
Oh, and I don't think we're even secret about it.
Okay, well, observation is a very interesting topic to be on. Even like if you're an Indian and we still hate all Indians and you're a Malay, you still hate all Malays. But in some way, you're still hating one another, even if you're not that.
But so, I think that comes down to individuals rather than a race thing.
Yeah, this is the thing. So it's an individual thing and you cannot expect everyone to like love everyone. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as high in Malaysia, what you should be talking about is about Malaysia being unified as one and not about different races as one thing. And then Sabah, Sarawak and the peninsula, we're not even on the same par anyways.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Yeah, it's so different and that's what high in Malaysia is all about. We have to be one. So yeah, I believe...
That's what we should be talking about.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Shankri. You know, we were just talking about this earlier, Caroline. I mean, when we were discussing about this and we said that it's not the individual that's racist most of the time. It's when groups are worked up to a fever pitch that sometimes people lose all sense of logic and thought and say these things. But if you meet an individual, more often than not, they're perfectly affable human beings.
Yeah, that's right. So we talked about the herd mentality. However, I mean, it's not uncommon to see, you know, just look at your timeline, for example, and lots of rants going on and complaining about, I suppose, racism or how it's, you know, race is one of the things that it always goes to, whatever the topic may be, right?
Yeah.
So whether or not there really is an issue there.
We've got Vinod on the line. Hey, Vinod, thank you for calling. What do you say?
Hi there, Uma, and hi, Karen.
Hi.
My point is short and sharp. Actually, we Malaysians are very unified. We are together, united. The spirit is always there. But there is one factor that consistently works against that, the words of the politicians.
Yeah.
That the dryad has to wake up and ignore them completely. Then it will work, because... that force is going to be consistent. That's all.
Thank you very much.
A little bit difficult when the rakyat votes them into power, though.
No, true, but you know, but you say that, but that's exactly what happens in India.
Mm.
A lot of the time, what happens in India is just that governments come and go. And the people are just like, hey, we are the people, we're the boss, we, you know, this doesn't affect our livelihoods in any way or form. Thank you very much, but we'll do what we want, right?
Mm.
And I think it's a great mentality to have.
Eunice says, we should talk about how differences as different races make Malaysia, Malaysia. Passive education that happens outside of schools needs to revolve around our harmonious relationship between us, all that are so different from each other, and rebuild what we were before.
Very nice. We're talking to you today about Malaysia Day, essentially what happened yesterday and what we should be talking about. The conversations yesterday, for example, were dominated by tragedy. We had the death of DPP Kevin Marais. We found his body. It was dominated by a bunch of people in red shirts taking to KL and chanting racist chants.
It's been dominated by haze.
It's been dominated by haze.
Blanketing the country.
What should we be talking about as Malaysians? That is the question we're asking you. The number to call 03-7710-9000. You can text us on 016-201-9000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talk Back Thursday. We'll be back after the news. BFM 89.9. Good evening. Talk Back Thursday on the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. The number to call 03-7710-9000. You can text us on 016-201-9000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Malaysia Day was just yesterday, and it was a very odd Malaysia Day. We had conversations about tragic deaths and murders and racist chants in the streets of KL. So we're asking you today, let's move beyond that and talk about the conversations we Malaysians should be having, the conversations that are required to move this country forward.
We received this message saying we should talk about where to eat, what to eat, and how to eat and be happy. Excuse me, happy.
Got a little bit of hiccup going on. Yeah. But that we talk about 24/7. I mean, on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, all we talk about is where to eat, what to eat, and when to eat, which is always, by the way. We've got Bala on the line. Hey, Bala, thank you for holding. What do you say? What should we talk about?
Hi, good evening. Interesting topic. Hello.
Glad you like it. What should Malaysians be talking about?
Bala? Hello,
are you there?
Yes. What should Malaysia be talking about?
Yeah, I think we should be just talking about, as you say earlier, sport, food, and this subject shouldn't even be, after 58 years independence, we shouldn't even be talking about it. For example, I would like to say that one of my sisters is a convert. I think there is no issue. And recently, I'd like to share this with you all. Malaysia Day, my daughter's colleague, somebody was critically ill somewhere in Tangka, Johor. I'm calling from Puchong, Nusa Putra. She dropped the three children, aged 10, 8, and 5, in my place overnight.
Right.
Until the next day evening, they came back and took the children back home. Actually, men on the ground or men on the street, there's no issue. It could be either Chinese, Malay, Indian, no issue. I strongly believe all these are created by so-called the political leaders. I'm personally very disappointed. I know, especially in Malay as a community, they are fantastic community. We speak to them one-to-one. If you are lost somewhere, you just go now. I like to share my experience. I worked as a meter before. You know, when you go out by house doing meter reading, suddenly it rains. Hello?
Hey, yes. Yeah, we're here. Carry on.
When you stop under the house, you know, the kampong houses, just drive a motorbike underneath and wait for a while. Within 20 minutes, they'll serve you a coffee. And they say, Allah, I bujang na. And also, they give you biscuit. This is a Malay community, Malay people.
So, you're right, Bala. I mean, thank you very much for calling and thank you for your thoughts. But you're right. It is political rhetoric that divides us almost, right? Divide and conquer is essentially what's happening.
I like this one just received from a Malaysian. That's how this individual signed off, saying, let's reunite with the topic of our gems. I mean, come on. We meet twice a day. It's the only thing that brings us together every single day.
Without
Malaysia
fail.
Minat Jam.
And he's talking about traffic jams, by the way.
Yeah.
What you're stuck in right now is you're listening to us on Talk Back Thursday, and we're asking you about these important conversations that we Malaysians should be having to progress this country. We've got Victor on the line. Victor, hello.
Good evening. Uma and Caroline.
Hi, Victor.
I spent part of yesterday contributing to the bottom line of Disney by watching Inside Out.
It seems like a lot of people did that yesterday.
Yeah, it's a movie about these five inner emotions.
Yes.
And yesterday we have a lot of this anger, disgust.
The little red guy.
Fear and sadness. But we also have quite a bit of joy. For one thing, I think to my surprise, PDRM, the police, has done a fantastic job in controlling the situation.
I think they did. Yes. Yeah.
I'm no fan of PDRM, but I think yesterday they surpassed themselves. I think they are being very professional. And this morning itself, I think we should have this conversation about how everybody should just do their part, do their job, and maybe go the extra mile. This morning itself, I went to Putrajaya to get some documents certified. Then the lady at the counter, because I was caught a little bit in the rain, and then the lady at the counter just offered me a tissue to, and she said that, oh, this is to stop the document from being damaged. If everybody is doing their job and go the extra mile,
we
should have no problem at all. I mean, why do we have to talk about the other thing?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Victor.
Oh, bless her. That's so, such a sweet thing to do.
It is an incredibly sweet thing to do.
I have a horrible image of Victor just dripping all over documents, but okay.
And I completely agree with Victor in the sense that people, yes, should do their work and go that extra mile. Mm. However, I have to say this, though.
Mm.
She was being kind, but we've reached that stage where even a small piece of kindness from someone of an opposite race...
A small piece of tissue.
A small piece of tissue, even, is looked upon as something so revolutionary.
Well, you can look at it that way, but you can look at it as, you know, there is hope. And it's nice that that still goes on, considering the rhetoric.
But I think that is a sad reflection on where we've come.
Yeah.
We expect so little from our fellow Malaysians, and I think... We shouldn't. We should expect more, as in, you know, that you're a good human being, most of you. I mean, I don't want to be surprised by something so little, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So don't lower the bar.
Don't lower the bar. Stephanie on the line. Hey, Stephanie, what do you say?
Hey, my first time calling BFM, my favorite radio station.
Yay, well, welcome.
And you should call more often, but carry on. So, what do you say?
So, you know what? I think we as nation, all of us, probably not just Malaysia, but since we're talking Malaysia, we really need to... be really a little more sensible. Like, we have to be more sensible. Without this foundation, I mean, this is the most fundamental thing that we have to be as a nation. I mean, what happened yesterday? I was just in Penang and I was just driving back, and you know, in Penang, people talk about that rape shirt thing as though it's just another gossip. But what's happening to most of the people in their mind is that, you know, this is just so not sensible. We really lost our senses.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think we should be talking about then?
We should really generate a generation in such a way we ourselves have to be sensible. And we have to understand what is our role right now at the current moment.
What do you think your role is, Stephanie?
My role is to... I have to, in many ways, I'm trying my to do something that to contribute to myself.
Yeah.
I make sure that I'm a happy human being, and that my action is speaks that, it portrays that.
Well, absolutely.
Only if we are that way, we can truly move the nation. Otherwise, if we still think that, we are a little racist or something like that, I don't think we can go anywhere.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Thank you for your call.
And I think certainly a point in there, I mean, just something as simple as calling in today and saying, you know, what's important to you, what you think we should be talking about, what these important conversations should be. You're engaging, you know, in the future, I suppose, of your country and having your voice heard.
Yeah, no, I think and this idea of being sensible, I think sensible is a sentiment that is so often disregarded these days. Kanisan on the line. Hey, Kanisan, what do you say? Oh, I'm sorry, we've lost you. Do call us back.
A message here from someone who signed off as another Malaysian saying, we have wonderful beaches, islands, waterfalls and forests. Let's all unite and protect them.
And that's our very first environmentalist tweet for the day. Yes, just keep sending in your text messages to 016-201-9000. One more Malaysian, yet another Malaysian.
Mm-hmm.
You're all Malaysians. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you what conversations Malaysians should be having to move this country forward. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. Good evening. It's Talkback Thursday with Caroline and Uma. You can call us once again on 03-771-09000 and you can tweet us, as always, at BFM Radio. We're asking you today what conversations, what important conversations we Malaysians should be having to move this country forward. Is it the state of the economy? Is it human rights? Is it environment? Is it just food and sport? Is that all we need to be talking about? When to eat, where to eat, why we're, and what to eat, why we're eating? Well, we know
that's
why we're
really
eating.
Important, though.
It is, but we already talk about that far too much. What important conversations we want you to dictate the conversation today. We've had quite a lot of fascinating calls already. And here's Helmi, though. Helmi, thank you so much for calling back. What do you think we should be talking about?
I was thinking that it's not just what we talk about, but also who talks about it. We've got all the extremists and the usual suspects dominating the narrative, and that's edging things away from the issues that we should talk about. And I think it's high time that the more moderate, the more silent sections of society actually make their voices heard, whether it's through media or through radio shows like this.
So we shouldn't let the extremists dictate the conversation.
Exactly. And also to correct things that are misleading. So for every one person who may say that racism is allowed in Islam, 10 more should rise up and say that no, Islam is all about accepting everyone in an equal and loving manner. So having people to counter these extremist voices and misleading voices, I think, would be very helpful.
I think you're absolutely right. But tell me this, though. How do you think this should happen? Because I'm in complete agreement with you with regards to the more, we'll say, sensible Malaysian speaking out. But who should lead the charge? Is it the media?
In terms of the medium, I think the media should play a role. Granted, it's not always easy to do so, but even simple things like writing letters, calling into shows, letting others know that they are not alone, that there are other voices out there who share their thoughts, and it's not just people of your particular race, it's people across all races. I think that would go a long way to making people feel that they belong to the country and that's something that is worth fighting for.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling, Helmi. Much appreciated. Yes, voices of moderate Malaysians should come out and make more noise, really. We've got Chris on the line. Hey, Chris, thank you. Oh, we lost Chris. Chris, do call us back. In the meantime, here's Ryan. Ryan on the line. Thank you for calling. What do you say, Ryan?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
I think all of us, our parents, our listeners out there, I think sometimes we should talk about stereotypes.
Okay.
And whatnot, because I think from yesterday, things are difficult to see. There's always good people and bad people and whatnot involved in it. And I think having stereotypes is really bad. I think it's common knowledge, but we all still have it.
Yeah.
So I think being able to educate children about stereotypes, and it all starts from young, you see.
Educate them about the dangers of stereotyping, you mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So we don't get the wrong impressions of, one racist or another, things like that.
So it's getting your children, I guess, informed at a very young age, because the conversations we were hearing yesterday, stemmed from a total lack of information.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for calling.
All right.
No, I was just going to say, stereotypes, now, they're good for jokes,
mm-hmm.
And they work,
mm-hmm.
But I think the important thing is not to be actually have your worldview informed by jokes.
Yeah, but I suppose therein, you're absolutely right, but therein lies the grey area.
Yes.
So you joke about it because you can't talk about it seriously, and then it falls into a very uncomfortable area where you can't talk about it unless it is a joke. So Nick sent this one in saying, football, anyone? It seems like currently we're going 10 steps backward.
10-0 backwards, more like it. Karamjit on the line. Hey, Karamjit, thank you for calling. We should be talking about role models. Explain.
Yeah, hi, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
Great show, by the way. Yes, I truly believe we should be talking about role models, especially after the events of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because my opinion is that we don't have enough positive role models these days, right, to actually look up to. I mean, our most prominent politician is involved in a number of scandals that, are still unresolved. And I don't see any role model that I actually can look up to as far as the you know, the political landscape is concerned.
We don't have enough people we can look up to.
No, but do you think, Karimjit, that it's necessary for them to be high profile, to be a role model? I mean, you feel as though you'd like to believe in the good of Malaysians, the good of people. We have enough good people in Malaysia to make this country work. And so as a role model, does one need to have that very high profile?
I really do believe that, because someone has to stand out to be noticed in the first place, right? So, you know, especially for Malaysia, I'm not sure about other countries, but especially for Malaysia, you have to basically stand out to be seen. But and that one person I'd like to actually nominate, is, you know, His Highness, His Royal Highness, the Sultan of Johor. Because, you know, simply because he spelled out recently, no uncertain terms, right, that he will not tolerate racism, you know.
In his state, right? Happened, yeah, he said that racists should leave Johor.
Exactly. Mm. And Johor is for everyone. Now, I wish, right, that someone would come out and say that you know, Malaysia is for everyone, just like he said, Johor is for everyone. And to His Royal Highness, I say thank you so much. We really needed to hear that after yesterday. And I wish him a long life and you know, all the best.
Thank you very much, Karimjit. You know what's interesting? The Sultan of Johor released that statement yesterday, and of course there was a video circulating of this lady who was going off on one
a racist tangent about
Chinese people, right? And Lim Kit Siang, right? And what's interesting is I believe she is from Johor.
Is that right?
Yes. From that's the rounds, the rumors that were going on.
So well, she listened to her state leader, left Johor.
Well so if she is indeed from Johor, I mean, she better watch out because she's about to get Wang Negeri, right? I mean, the Sultan just made that statement not 10 minutes before you went off on a rant. We've got Chong on the line. Hey, Chong, what do you say?
Hi, evening to both of you.
Evening.
I think I have a very different point of view.
Carry on.
Talking is enough already.
Okay.
We have talked more than enough. Social media full of talking and even up to argument and fighting and get out of hand.
Oh, so all talk, no action.
Yeah, I think it's time of action. I agree with fiercely that caller just now talk about the example from Sultan Johor. He take that good lead, you know, action. As a leader, you know, we lack of that.
So, what action would you like citizens to take?
Citizens, I think, have a very limited kind of action to be done, except starting from from our family and home. I would say that from leadership at a national level, that you have a step of their ground and say that you can't go overboard on these kind of issues. You know, minimize or to forbid, so to say, extremism.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Chong. Thank you for calling. Enough talk, more action, according to Chong.
Yep. And so this one saying, start a program where callers tell their good experiences with one another. You know, for example, one Chinese New Year, Yang Le Moto delivering pizza yelled out, "Auntie Kongi Fat Choy, I wish he did not zoom away to deliver pizza. Would love to have given him an ang pao and a slice."
Okay, so I go back to this. I love those stories. They're really heartwarming and they make me feel great because they're individual examples of how, you know, we all love each other. But at the same time, do we expect so little from our Malaysians that handing you a tissue paper, Caroline, you're like, ha, Indian fella handed me a tissue. Look, there's hope in the world.
No, but is it a case where, you know, you see or you feel as though there's so little of it these days that it needs to be reiterated? It needs to be a platform people can talk about it. And that's why it still feels good to hear about it.
And for me, that's just a reflection of how far we've gone as a society.
No, but in those stories, when you take away the race, you can still say, somebody gave me a piece of tissue and I was dry, I didn't wet the documents. I would have liked to have given this fella a slice of pizza.
So we
you remove the race from that completely.
And
in
we
time.
See these videos, right? We see these videos going around online and they just go, you won't believe what this person did. All these clickbaity videos.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. In Malaysia, the context is very different. If those clickbaity videos happen, you won't believe what this Malay delivery boy did, or you won't believe what this Indian uncle did.
Correct.
Right?
But we also grew up with an education that teaches us, education system that does segregate these three races, or rather highlight. You know, so you have the what is it? We always say the Ali Ahkaw and Mutu and
that story,
and so on and so forth. And that's those are the eyes, or rather, that is the lens that it's viewed under. And so therefore, it's not that surprising that these stories are clickbaity. I'm just saying. you know, in time, if you allow this platform to happen, and you know, the stories will come through rather than the race, the color, the people.
All right, we've got Madi on the line. Madi, thank you for holding. What do you say?
Hi, happy belated Malaysia Day.
And to you too, sir.
Okay, I think you know, my opinion is that there were a couple of thousand people, whether it's 3,000, 30,000, 300,000, doesn't matter. And whether they understood what they are there for, but they were there, and we all feel that it was a lot of racial remarks were made.
Yeah.
But I think we need to address it. We can't sweep it behind, you know, underneath the carpet. Now we have to address it on a positive way. And that means, you know, what it has shown is that there are people, there are minorities might be, and we have to even address in a democracy a minority's concept or idea or what they feel is. So we have to address it and tell them the true picture. Don't let these politicians come and give them the wrong picture and drag them into another line. And what we should have somewhere along our line that although we have, you know, all kind of acts here, to punish, you know, people who are racist or pay remark. I think we have to implement. Doesn't matter if it's the number one man or who the great man is leading this pack. Get them to the courts and put them in jail, you know. And we have to address the fears that this smaller group has. They said, hey, we are a Malay or we are a Chinese, an Indian, an Iban or anything, but we are all equal. And that is how we go on. We cannot rub away the fact that there is a race, because that is, we look into a mirror, although our blood is red, but we look into a mirror, we do look different.
We see different colors.
Hey, there's no race. I mean, people have tried this for centuries, but it never worked anywhere in the world.
Thank you.
We address the thing. That's my point of view.
Thank you very much, Mori. I do agree with that point of view. I think we do have to talk about what happened yesterday, and I do think we have to talk about it in a constructive manner. We're Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition. We're asking you what important conversations Malaysians should be having to move this country forward. Call us on 03-771-09000 and text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We will be back after the news. BFM 89.9. Good evening. It's Talk Back Thursday. Caroline and Uma with you. That number again, 03-771-09000. Dial that, call us, tell us what you think. You can text us on 016-201-9000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio.
Some texts, I'm going to rattle them off very quickly. Faisal says, race is important as that defines you as Malaysian. We need to talk to understand each other's culture. Politicians should be more responsible and not use racial cards and focus on how to serve their constituencies better. This one, we should talk about technology that can bring the nation forward, efficient electricity generation and public transportation. Yakin says, I would like for us to start an honest and logical conversation about our education system, because I think it's responsible for a lot of our race relations problems. And just this one before we head over to the phones, let's address the racial issue. Trash it out once and for all. Ask yourself, what is Malaysia? How can it achieve better unity? Think hard, think again differently, because what you believe is what most people want and is what most people may not want to be true. So everyone needs to participate.
Let's just get in and trash it out.
Trash it out is what he's saying.
One giant nationwide town hall, right? The question we're asking folks is what Malaysians should be talking about.
One giant town hall?
What are the important conversations we should be having to push this country forward? Is it the state of the economy? Is it conversations about race? Is it discourse about human rights? What should we talk about? Environment? Tell us your thoughts. We've got Norman on the line. Norman, thank you for holding. What are your thoughts? Norman? Nope, sorry, we've lost Norman. Norman, call us back. You're holding for a very long time. We've got Sharon on the line. Hey, Sharon, what do you say?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, you know, we should be talking about, race is important, yes, but we should be talking about education, we should be talking about the economy, we should be, you know, addressing the brain drain that's going on right now. And when it comes to racial relations, I think it begins at home, it begins in schools. You know, that is where we should address the root cause of the problem, basically.
And how should we address the root cause of the problem, though? I mean, more conversations with our children and start it young?
Yeah, we should start young. I come from a media background, and let me just go to the media for a bit. So I think perhaps the first thing we can do when it comes to media, what role they have to play, you know, when we do any reporting crime and etc., perhaps we should leave the race out of it. Because, you know, when a crime happens, the first thing we hear, we read, or we listen is like, you know, so-and-so robbed so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that really important? You know, does that really make a difference? You know, someone got robbed, but is the race of the person who robbed and who got robbed, is that important? You know, and then coming back to children, it starts in school, it starts at home. So education is very, very important. You know, yes, I expose my children. I have lots of friends from different various races, Malaysians, not Malaysians. We go out, we expose them to the cultures of other races and people, but we never make a clear distinction that we are different. Everyone is equal, and, you know, when our children have play dates, it's so easy for them to make friends. I took them out yesterday. They were in the sand pit with other kids that they did not know. But they made friends, and that's amazing to see. I mean, it shouldn't be amazing. It should just be annoying.
It should just be, yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. Start them young.
Vicky says, history should be conveyed in the right manner. Our history is very biased, and it leaves others feeling insecure and some feeling supreme. The root of all problems, that is, get to the facts, get it right about the people, and everything will be okay.
You've got Surin on the line. Hey, Surin, what are your thoughts?
Okay, we have we lost Surin?
Surin, hello? No, we don't have Surin. It's all right, we've got Jagdev though. Hey, Jagdev, what do you say?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jagdev here.
Yeah, Jagdev, what are your thoughts?
Okay, my thoughts are these. Slightly different from the direction we are going in this conversation today.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that as much as, you know, we speak a lot about, when I was young, I used to have friends, Malay, Chinese, Indians. We used to travel. We used to go for Hari Raya, Deepavali together. We used to
golden years.
Yeah, the golden years. But today, we talk about racism. And racism didn't really come about overnight. You know, it has been seeping through our lives and our generations over the years and decades.
Right.
And as much as we can talk about, we need a role model, like the Sultan of Selangor, or Johor, and we need a new prime minister, or we need better opposition. What we can actually do, because all those are a bit far-fetched for us, but what we can actually do as individuals, we can just give a little bit of kindness in our daily lives.
Yeah.
For example, you see a lady, a Malay lady, we always have this perception that, you know, Malays are very garang nowadays, or Chinese are very rude and all that. But on in our daily lives, you see a lady walking with a child and she's coming into the lift, you can hold the lift for her and get a smile out of her. You see somebody crossing the road.
They're unwarranted stereotypes, right?
Yeah. And all these little things, the same way that how racism has creeped into our lives over the generations, the goodness of race relations can start creeping back into our lives. You know, but everybody has to do this little bit. We can passing WhatsApp messages and videos about who did this and who said this, but that is not really going to help. This might help.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
I couldn't agree more. I think you know, we tend to take these things for granted. And like we said, you know, we're talking about a little earlier about how it's important to spell out all these seemingly small acts of kindness. And I think it is. It's how you practice, what you believe in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's being that good human being, yeah. Right? Surin on the line. Surin, thank you very much for calling back. What do you say?
Yeah, I would. As a Malaysian, I go out, I'm a very proud Malaysian. When I go overseas, anybody asks me, you're Malaysian, but you look Indian. I say, no, I'm Malaysian. Okay? So, I came from a kampung area, and at the school that I studied, we had Chinese, we had Malays, we had Indian. We never spoke about race at that time. But I don't know, recently, this is all done by, for some people to stay in a certain position and try to... harp on this race.
Divide and conquer. Yes.
That is the best way. So that's the best way they can do. So why are we talking about race suddenly, talking about this race and that race? And then when, for example, if you take one very good example, accident. first thing they ask in India, come, Melayu ke Cina? So is that, that should not come out from our mind. First thing we should do is go and help. If someone steals, we don't say so and so, or like the lady said, never say which race stole, but we just say she was robbed by somebody. You know, we can mention the name, but we don't have to tell that it's a race. Everybody, every race, they have good and bad.
Thank you very much.
The first thing is, we got to get the politicians to stop talking about race. And those who say that, got to be arrested.
I couldn't agree more. I love it. Just arrest them straight away, lah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Serene. Yeah,
but it seems so far in the conversation, it's important that it goes both ways, and it needs to filter from top to bottom. It needs to happen with those small, random acts of kindness on the ground all the way up as well.
Absolutely. I'm sold. Okay, Caroline, we can talk about those random acts of kindness from
the
ground.
Thank you. No, it's because you came down so hard on them little earlier.
I did.
Twice.
Okay, fine. Stephen, what do you have to say, Stephen?
Hi. Okay. For me, I've got a slightly different view from
the
others.
Carry on. Sure.
Okay. So basically, I have two things. From what I've seen yesterday during the demonstration by the red shirt, I realized two things, and then it suddenly dawned on me. The first thing is how the current opposition, whatever they are trying to promote on Bangsa Malaysia, right?
Yes.
Bangsa Malaysia. So I felt that Bangsa Malaysia might be offensive to Malays. The reason why I'm saying that, right, is because of the special privileges that these Malays enjoy. So if we say Bangsa Malaysia, that would essentially say that there will be no more special privileges. So I felt that it could be one of the reasons why the Malays felt threatened by that. I don't blame them, because I think if I'm putting myself being a Malay, and I felt that maybe that's what they think, that no, the Chinese want to be called equal as them as well. So, and they get, well, we want to get these privileges as well. So I think Bangsa Malaysia is one thing which we can probably word it a slightly different, but I feel, in my opinion, it's quite offensive to the Malays. Number two, I think one of the banners was saying hapuskan sekolah jenis kebangsaan Cina and things like that.
Oh, there were random banners lah. Yeah.
Yeah, the random banner. One of them I saw lah. So and I felt that that is actually quite true, because I mean, I don't personally want to, you know, I'm not in the opinion of doing that, but I came from the Bangsaan school, so I had friends from different races, and I mingled through, you know, with them and all that. Even my son, who is actually going to the Bangsaan school, I strongly felt that he should be in that school, because he must not lack that multi-ethnicity experience. But having said that, I know there are a lot of parents who actually send their kids to Chinese school because of the standard education in
Bangsaan. Yeah, there are lots of benefits.
So I think being a Chinese, I know what do the Chinese want. They just want good quality education and all stuff like that. So therefore, Chinese school happens to be one of these options.
Well, I think everybody wants that.
Yeah.
Thank
you very much for your call.
Thank you. I think all Malaysians want that.
We do. I think we do have it. But yet again, you know, with the wide range of banners that were there, that's only because people have no idea what they were there protesting for. So just buat lah banner, whatever. So again, just put on it. Doesn't matter. We've got Lee on the line. Hey, Lee. Thank you for calling. What do you say?
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I would just like to say that we Malaysians are very passionate lot. We have a lot of passion, so we just need to channel the passion into a more positive way. One of the good ways actually would be through sports. Sports unites a nation like nothing else. You know, when Dato' Lee Chong Wei was playing for Olympic gold, for even the world championship, I don't think anybody in Malaysia view him as a Chinese, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah, so I think we are always harping back on the good old days. So I think we should go back to those days where we were very passionate about our soccer team, our football team, which is down in the dumps currently. But I still think that we should channel our passion to the sport. The government should look at ways to promote our sport, to instill back national pride. I think that's what is missing currently, that we do not have national pride. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, we need more national pride.
We do.
And how do we, I mean, yeah, it cannot just be, there's so much of a burden on poor Lee Chong Wei, I have to say, right? This guy, right? Like, hey, if you lose, we lose all national pride. You better win. And Nicole David, right?
Yeah, it's national pride, it's unity, it's everything we have in sport that's riding on
Lee Chong Wei, Nicole David, and Nasi Lemak.
That's it.
Victor on the line. Hey, Victor, thank you for calling.
Lee Chong Wei, Nicole David, and Nasi Lemak. Really?
Yes. Lama, I love Nasi Lemak. Victor, what are your thoughts?
Hi. I have a theory.
Carry on.
I think the more boring the things people talk about, the better it is for the nation.
Yes, just I agree.
Just imagine we all talk about the weather, the food, the sport.
You're
the
right.
So I think instead of talking about something exciting like Marua Bangsa, an eye for an eye, teach them a lesson. So I feel that, I mean, the more unexciting the topic we talk about, the better it is for us.
That's right.
And also, another point, I think we should never take little kindness for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's just this a small piece of tissue paper, but the fact is not that because it was offered by a person of the other race, if it's offered by a person of the same race, I will be equally appreciative.
I would just be like, hey, India perlu bantu India, okay? Yeah. So,
no, you would not.
No, I won't.
No, you would not.
I'm just joking. Yes.
But, you know, he's just upset because we're talking about the random, small random acts of kindness once again. And here it's being thrown in his face yet again. But you know what, Uma?
You know,
text here saying, I agree with Uma. Why do we expect so little of one another? Malaysians are nice and it's not an issue, but racial issues are bigger than this. So there you go.
You know, okay, but you know what? Let me just say, what Victor said just now, I agree with completely. We too, you know, should talk about boring things. We too can strive to be Canada. I mean,
yes,
I'm just saying.
Yes, and we all, I don't know whether I want to say we all should. All right, so this one from a sincerely, deeply concerned Malaysian saying, we should focus on common values and virtues in a diverse religions and cultures. Example, honesty, integrity, cleanliness, compassion. Riza says, back to basics as humans. Humanity is fading. Mano says, the conversations we should be having are those that don't involve the people we usually speak with. Stop living under a bubble. This one says, my point of view is that this is not race or religion. It's about the uneducated versus the educated. Pav says, better water management system, stronger economy, and a more logical and understanding society that rewards good, punishes bad, instead of the other way around. Another one saying, continue our Manglish. And this one saying, well, an efficient, clean, and wise government would virtually render us with little to talk about, nothing to complain about there, except giving BFM a challenge, finding a suitable topic for Talk Back Thursday.
It's a challenge every week.
It's a challenge every week. But you know what? My favorite quote of the week. So many different things that, you know, Malaysians
What's
should be
talking.
My favorite of the day is Lee Chong Wei, Nicole David, and Nasi Lemak. That's what Malaysians should be talking about.
That's right. So
love it.
Let me tell you, folks. You know, being Malaysians is a very complicated thing, and I for one don't care if you identify yourself as Malay first, Chinese first, Indian first, whatever. Right?
Hmm.
Because identity is a complex thing. It's a very personal thing.
Yep.
For me, do a hard day's work, live an honest life, and that is enough to define yourself as a Malaysian. So, you know, that's the conversation you should be having with yourself. This is Talk Back Thursday, wrapping up on the evening edition. Thank you very much for all your calls, your texts, your tweets. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.